I'm Shawty Champagne. Welcome to my show. I'm Shawty Champagne. Where we dream and lift each other up. I'm Shawty Champagne. Love is the answer. Grace is the way. Shawty Champagne. We're anchored in hope.
The Shawty Champagne Show.
And we keep the faith. Entertainment, education, inspiration.
Sade Champagne, Sade Champagne. Welcome to the Sade Champagne Show.
I'm Sade Champagne.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio and 57WLLE.net, the beat of the city in Raleigh, North Carolina. My theme song was produced by Alberto Morello Hernandez, recorded and mixed by The Quakes, and written by me. Today's special guest is one of my dearest friends and like a sister to me. She is one of my big inspirations and has mentored me as well. For over 9 years, Ms. Guzman worked for comedian, actor, radio host, and author Steve Harvey. Most recently, she became the first Mexican-American to be featured on a reality show on BET for her client's show, Being Terry Kennedy. She was also featured in Latina Magazine's September issue and is considered one of the future 15 Latino entrepreneurs. She graduated from Gladstone High School with a 4.2 GPA and at the age of 21 went on to graduate from USC with honors, receiving a degree in political science with a degree in law and society. She's lived in New York, Atlanta, and eventually went back to Hollywood, California to open LVGPR. She started LVGPR at the age of 22 and was named the fastest growing PR firm in Hollywood by Sister to Sister magazine. She's authored 4 books and guest lectures at USC, UCLA, and Loyola Marymount. Elvira, how you doing, sis?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. It is so great to hear your voice, but I actually have to give you an extra special introduction. Let the audience roar for Elvira Guzman. There we go. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And yes, it's so great to hear your voice. This whole COVID thing has us separated, but I can't wait to see you soon.
Exactly. You actually went right into my first question where I wanted to know, how has 2020 been for you so far, and how has your life changed during the pandemic?
Well, my life changed drastically. Back in March, all of my clients that I had had to release me because they no longer had money coming in. And so I had to quickly pivot, and thank God I had money saved up. So I immediately started working on my 4th book, that's called The Day You Left, and I actually got back into trading stocks, which I used to do back in the day with Steve Harvey. And yeah, I've been day trading, and most recently my account started to pick back up, and I'm starting to work with companies like Pineapple Express and a few others, so I'm really, really grateful. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's so awesome. What are some words of encouragement and wisdom that you would offer to other big dreamers, entrepreneurs, artists, et cetera, right now as they are trying to navigate their way through the pandemic, Elvira?
I would definitely say to stay positive throughout it all and to remember that no matter what happens to us in life, whether it's negative or positive, it's always intended for our good. And maybe if somebody got released from their job or maybe somebody went through a breakup, perhaps that's what needed to happen in order for you to really start your purpose in life or for you to pivot into what God really wants you to do. So I would just say to stay positive and really ask yourself those questions now. Why did God send me here? What do I do the best with the least amount of effort? How can I start to help others today? And when you put yourself in that mindset, only positive things could come from that.
One of the things I love most about you, Elvira, is that you are such a versatile and multi-dynamic business person, creative, and entrepreneur. Why do you think it's important for you to have your hands in multiple things instead of just focusing on one thing? Because, you know, this is something that we both agree on a lot, and that we connect with is we feel like, why should I only have to focus on one thing if God gave me multiple gifts? And so why do you think it's important for you to have your hands in multiple things?
Well, there's two major reasons. The first reason is that we, in our pursuit of our major purpose in life, we're going to have a bunch of little purposes. So perhaps God has you on earth to, let's say like me, to awaken others. There's various ways that I could do that. I could write books. I could do podcast interviews. I can write on social media positive posts. I can write for different magazines to get the word out. But back in the day, people would say, wow, you're spreading yourself too thin. You need to focus on one thing. But in reality, I need to do all of that in order to fulfill my purpose for my life. And the second reason is, going back to the stock market, I learned how to trade stocks back when I graduated from USC. And as you mentioned, I studied politics and law. I didn't study finance. So I had to go to Barnes & Noble and do it the old school way and read tons of books, study, research, go online, see what I could find. And what I learned is that you never want to have a business where you're just working in one sector, because if that one sector goes down, you're not going to have any revenue coming in. So it's important that you have at least seven streams of revenue or seven different things that you're working on. So if at any time one or two of those are shut down, you still have a great way of life.
That makes sense. And also, you know, we get bored. And so so we love to have other exciting things to do, right?
Absolutely, especially when you're women like us, where we could finish tasks quickly. We're not the type of people to just stay home and sit down and watch TV, because that just doesn't align with our spirit. So absolutely, I agree.
Wonderful. So tell us about your brand new book, The Day You Left, and what inspired you to write this?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. So my fourth book is actually my first children's book. And it's a book for kids who are feeling suicidal. I'm not sure if you or your audience know, but right now the second cause of death for children is suicide, and it's up over 800%. And I learned that while doing a segment on Univision's morning show. They asked me to come in and do a segment to try and help motivate those children, or to have those parents show them my segment. And when I was doing the research, I just was in awe, and I felt bad because I used to be one of those kids that tried to commit suicide when I was a teenager. And so I prayed about it, and I asked God, and I said, what can I do? Because as you know, I already do events at the local juvenile halls and at-risk high schools, but during the pandemic, I'm not able to reach the students one-on-one. And so I simply told me to do what I was, which is to write a book about it. And so that's how the book, The Day You Left, came about. And in my research, a lot of times when a father's not present in the home, or maybe the mother got an illness and she passed away, or a grandparent who used to take care of them, you know, goes back to heaven, kids have a really hard time with death and people not being in their lives. So I wanted to make this book for anyone who has ever dealt with that, that they know that they're never alone, God is always with them, and your obstacles make you stronger. They don't make you weaker.
And this is so incredible. Like you saying, you being a suicide attempt survivor as a teenager, and look how much your life has transformed and how you've been able to live your dreams and be such a positive, encouraging, loving person and be, you know, and help so many people throughout your life. And so can you share with us, Elvira, what is one of the lowest moments in your life and how did you rise above it?
Sure. I remember being in high school and having gone to visit one of my parents because they were both incarcerated at the same time, one in Arizona and one in Lompoc, California. And I had come back from visiting one of my parents, and I remember crying the whole way home in the car ride. And I just felt like I didn't want to live. I felt like all of my friends had their parents to support them in high school. They had their parents to support them with their sports, but there I was having a full-time job, going to high school, playing sports, just doing anything I could to basically not be home, because when I was home, it was a constant reminder that my parents weren't there, that I felt at the time that I was alone, that I had nobody. And from that place of desperation, of that place of loneliness, I know how dark and how horrible you can feel. So I really, really hope that this book helps at least one person who was feeling how I felt to get back up and to feel like they could do it again. And the way that I was able to do it, I would say, is my first mentor, Steve Harvey. I had gotten up from a suicide attempt. My alarm went off at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I used to like hip hop. So I used to listen to 100.3 The Beat. And I had no idea Steve had a morning show on there or anything like that. And I was going to Zero Period for the first time at Mount SAC. And he gave his brain inspiration speech, and then he played the song Brighter Day by Kirk Franklin. And I felt a little something. I felt an energy, a frequency, a hope, a piece of motivation. Mm-hmm. And soon enough, he said that he wanted an in-studio audience, and I faxed in, and I was able to win tickets. And I was able to get an internship through hard work, and the rest is history because I never tried to commit suicide again. Because I know that God is with me. I know that I have nothing to worry about. The universe is always taking care of us.
Wow. That's incredible, Elvira. So incredible. Wow. So with your book, The Day You Left, where can people purchase it?
It's available exclusively on Amazon, and it's available on Amazon Prime. And I also translated it to Spanish, so if anybody would like to get a copy for a family member. And also, I've gotten tremendous reviews because, as you know, whenever you write a book, you want to give it to the people who are around you so that they can give you feedback to see if this will actually work for their demographic, for their community. And I will say that I've had tremendous feedback where I've literally gotten an ex-Marine that said his father passed away from a drunk driving incident, and it actually helped repair him from broken pieces he had inside that he didn't even realize. From him to another man who's 65 years old saying that it really helped him with his relationship with his father that he wasn't able to mend before he passed away, and now he definitely wants to give the book and read the book with his granddaughters that their father also left. And so getting that type of feedback really means the world to me.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow. So out of all the things that you get to do and enjoy, Elvira, what is your absolute favorite?
Oh, that's a simple answer. Talking to students who really need help. My favorite is to go into the juvenile hall systems, and when you go in there, they've been beat down, and I'm not sure if your audience knows, but 85% of the females that are in juvenile hall are in there for human trafficking, and the majority of the boys that are in there have been forced to be in gangs or to sell drugs for their older brothers or their fathers, and when they go in there, a lot of times they do fights on purpose with their friends so that they don't have to be released back into the life that they had. And when I've walked in there, typically I would say 50 to 70% of the kids in there have their heads on the table looking down because they're so broken. And I will say that the best feeling in the world is when I share my story with them and I slowly see their heads start to get up. I slowly start to see their back straighten out because they feel that if I made it from my background, then they could make it as well. For me, that's the best feeling and the best moments of my life.
I 100% agree, Elvira, because people will look at us, and because we're such joyful, positive, encouraging people, they can immediately think that we've never had any hard times, that we don't have any bad days, that our life has been easy breezy, or we've always had it good. And then as they're able to hear our testimony and our story, they're like, oh, my gosh, they realize they have so much more in common with us than they thought. And we realize, like you said, you can't judge people by their appearances because you have no idea what's within their hearts or where they have been through. And so that's one of the things I love most about you, too, because someone, you don't look anything like with what you've been through. And I think that's what's so powerful. And it's a testimony of how God can totally transform our lives and heal us in such a way where people, unless you told them, they wouldn't even believe that you've been through such things.
Yes, I definitely agree. And I love the work that you do. Everyone should research you. And obviously, if they're listening, they already know the amazing person you are.
Thank you so much, sis. Thank you. So what is the most challenging thing about your work and what you do?
I would say dealing with the personalities that I have to deal with. The majority of my clients are celebrities, athletes, and CEOs. And as you know, they could have quite a big ego. And so I've just had to learn to maneuver and to know how to flow in that situation. As you know, when we get to a certain level of awakening, we no longer have an ego, which is edging God out. And so it's become easier as time has gone by. But there are days when I see negative, mean people where I'm just like, well, money is not worth it. I have to cancel this client because they're tainting my soul. They're tainting my spirit. And that's definitely been the case where I've left huge companies and people are like, oh, why are you doing this? I don't understand it. People would kill for that. But in reality, that job or that client was killing me, killing my body, because as you know, our body responds to our mind and our feelings. And so I would say that's definitely been the hardest thing, in addition to being a woman in the industry, being Latin in the industry, all of those barriers I've had to overcome. But I will say they've made me smarter, stronger, wiser, and better.
And that leads me into my next question. How do you keep yourself grounded, focused, and confident in a world and industry that is constantly changing and can be very harsh on women? You know, our physical appearance, our age, so many things about us are constantly being criticized. You're trying to find that balance between keeping your feminine energy and being a woman, but also not allowing people to take advantage of you. And so how do you keep yourself grounded, focused, and confident in all of this, Alvara?
I'm actually glad you brought this up because just last week I had a few Zoom interviews with major network executives, and you're right, they do belittle us to our face. They tell us things that are not positive when in reality, they don't know your soul. They don't know your purpose. And what has made me stay strong is my faith in God. I trust God. I always say, don't let others define you, let God define you. So whatever they have to say, let it go in one ear and go out the other. And you don't have to be rude. I smiled through the Zooms, was very courteous. And what ended up happening is at the end, they ended up giving me more than what I expected because they knew that they were mean. They knew that they had overstepped their boundaries. And good always comes when you're kind. Now, if I would have said, oh, who are you to tell me X, Y, and Z? I would have not had those opportunities. So even when people are putting you down, just put a smile on your face. And as long as they keep their hands to themselves, then just keep smiling because what they say is nothing.
Right. So good. How was business different from when you first started out in this industry to today? And what are some words of wisdom and encouragement and advice you would give to up-and-coming, aspiring artists, performers, and business executives?
So much has changed. I remember when I first started, when I was 18 years old, working for Steve Harvey. I was the youngest by 10 years in his company, and I was one of the only women that worked for him. And that has definitely changed now. I think that back when I first started, people still thought that women can only be secretaries or assistants, but I definitely changed that in his organization. And I would say now I receive opportunities all the time for vice president of a company or president of a company or CEO, and those barriers no longer exist. Another thing that's very, very different is technology. Back in the day when I had to book Comic View, I literally had a binder that had over 300 pages, and on each page there was at least 10 contacts. And in order to book people, you just had to go through that. And a lot of people had wrong phone numbers, wrong emails, and they just wouldn't get booked because you can't reach out to them and you don't know who knows them. You know, fast forward 18, 19 years, now we could reach out to anybody and find them on Instagram, find them on LinkedIn, find them on Facebook. And that has definitely changed the game in so many ways because now people don't have to go through a publicist or an agent or a manager to get to a magazine, to get to a TV network. People could go out and make their dreams happen without having to have those expenses today. And so I would say those are the differences. And in regards to your second question about what advice I would have is to stay prayed up. Know who you are. Every single day, wake up, watch positive videos, feed your mind what you need for that day, because this world is ready to tear you up as soon as you leave your door. So you need to go out supercharged. I would say if you go out without prayer, without listening to motivational videos, and you just wake up and watch the news and you head out, you're going to be destroyed. Because the first time somebody tells you something negative, you don't have that energy inside of you to just be like, nope, you're not going to get me down to your level today, I'm going to keep going. Perhaps because your energy is so low, you might interact in something negative, which will then ruin your day. And like Kelly Ripper says, is today going to be a long day or a short day when somebody tells you something negative? And of course, we want to make it a short day. We just want to ignore those people and let them keep going with their negativity.
What is Alvira Guzman dreaming about now?
Well, I have a lot of shows that I'm in talks with for with major networks, and I'm very excited to get to the next chapter of my life where it's going to be me being on camera and inspiring people to live a purpose-driven life versus a career-driven life. And I'm super excited for that next stage in my life, and I know that it's coming soon, and I can't wait to release information, hopefully by the new year.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your spirituality and faith are very important to you. Have you always grown up as a spiritual person? And what is something God has been speaking to your heart as of late?
Yes, I've definitely grew up in a spiritual house. My parents owned spiritual stores in Southern California, and that also translated into our home life. Literally before I would go to elementary school, my parents would make me say a prayer. And when I was younger, of course, you can't memorize things as quickly as when you're older. So they literally printed it and they put it on the door of our front door. And I was not able to leave the house until I said that prayer. And that has translated into my life, and I'm so grateful. Another thing my parents have also, well, at first it was something they made me do, and now it's something that I enjoy doing, which is to go to the beach on Sunday, to feed the birds, to pray, and then to meditate and walk in silence and see what God has to say to you. So, yes, absolutely. I grew up in a very spiritual household that has helped me tremendously. I mean, I don't know any of my other friends or colleagues that was working for a millionaire like Steve Harvey when they were 18 years old. Typically, that doesn't happen until after you graduate college and you pay your dues. So I will definitely say that prayer, God, and being faithful to your purpose will definitely get you ahead.
So the second question was, what is something God has been speaking to your heart as of lately?
Wow. To continue to help. To continue to give back and to teach back. I see that there's a lot of people in darkness, especially because of this COVID situation, where, like I mentioned, maybe they did lose their job or their loved one to COVID, or maybe they lost their relationship. And I really feel the need to help as many people as possible. I've been also seeing on social media that a lot of people are not turning to the right things when they're feeling bad. And I want to be that point of light to direct them so that they can have success, they can have a great life. I know what it's like to be in the darkness and not have the life of your dreams, and I've also had the experience of living the life of your dreams and waking up and being excited about it. And so God is really calling me to help as many people as possible, and of course, as you know, we need a big platform for that, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Alvira, please share with us all of your upcoming projects, ventures, and what you've been working on. And please also, because you have multiple books that are out, so if you can share about those and where people can purchase them as well.
Awesome. So I'll start with my book. So definitely I've written four books, as mentioned. My first book is called Your Blueprint. My second book is called Purpose, Awaken, and Succeed. My third book is called How to Awaken and Stay Awake. And like we mentioned, my fourth book is called The Day You Left. And they're all available on Amazon in English and Spanish. And yeah, that's where my books are at. And what I've been working on is trying to think about my fifth book. God has let me know what it is, but I know it's going to be one of my hardest books I've ever written. So I'm working on that. And I've also been working with a few cannabis companies and CEOs, major companies like Pineapple Express, to try and change the narrative of what people think cannabis is. A lot of people don't know the CBD portion, or that you can help your knee pain with it, or your back pain, or PTSD or depression. And so I've definitely been working with those CEOs to try to get the right branding and wording right so that it could be more crossover than what it is now. So I've been doing a lot of work in that industry.
Great. Well, are there any final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners as we wrap up?
Definitely. I would just like for everyone to know that they need to love themselves like God loves them. I want them, if they don't know their purpose now, to do their best to go and pray and God ask God for guidance, and then to sit and meditate and wait for the answer. And just to remember that whatever you do the best with the least amount of effort is what you're supposed to do in this world, even if it's painting, even if it's making jewelry, whatever it may be that you think, oh, no, I can't make a living from that. Trust me, if God put you on this earth to do those things, you will be successful at it. You don't have to go to a job and feel miserable 5 days a week. You can actually live the life of your dreams.
Thank you so much, Elvira. Please let everyone know how they can stay in contact with you, book you, and stay updated with all your happenings.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. And everyone could reach out to me. The easiest way is Instagram. And my handle is I am Elvira Guzman. And I also have a LinkedIn and Facebook, but I typically respond to the IG messages ASAP within a day.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much to my dear sister and friend and one of my inspirations and mentors, Elvira Guzman. Make sure y'all go and check her out. She is so encouraging and she's entertaining and just beautiful inside and out. And I'm very excited about her new book, The Day You Left, and everything that she has coming up. Thank you so much, Elvira, for joining us on the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio and 57WLLE.net, the beat of the city in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Thank you so much. I had a great time. I really appreciate it.
I'm Sade Champagne. Welcome to my show. I'm Sade Champagne. Where we dream and lift each other up. I'm Sade Champagne. Love is the answer. Grace is the way. Sade Champagne. We're anchored in hope.
The Sade Champagne Show.
And we keep the faith. Entertainment, education, inspiration.
Sade Champagne, Sade Champagne. Welcome to the Sade Champagne Show.